Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vozmik. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Boz Berger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonura moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bonura scores. Appling moves to third. Pete moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Appling scores. Pete scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. Lyons moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyons scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Harder. Radcliffe moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-1 in the game. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive towards first. Trosky catches it and throws to second to double up Bonura. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-1 in the game. Hale bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Hughes moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Lyons scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hale. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Pete moves to third. Sewell moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete scores. Sewell scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic strikes out. There goes Radcliffe. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. Weatherly moves to second. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vosmek moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Appling reaches second base with a double. Bonura goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pete hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 9-1, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete scores. There goes Sewell trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 10-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger throws to second for one, and Hughes throws to first, and Trosky drops the ball. Haas scores. Two outs. It's 11-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 12-1, White Sox. George Uhel now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Pete moves to second. It's 13-1, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 14-1, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got four RBIs. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Lyons moves to third. It's 15-1, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes now playing third base. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Lyons's glove, towards Hayes, who fields it, throws to second, with Appling covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-4 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Appling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonura moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 5 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive towards first. Bonura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly bunts towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive towards first. Bonura catches it and steps on first to double up Weatherly. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 15, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.